Welcome to Dungeon Delve, a podcast from Dungeons & Dragons featuring live play D&D adventures in convenient audio form. I'm Chris Perkins, Dungeon Master to the Stars and Principal Story Designer for D&D. The language and situations in this podcast may not be appropriate for everyone. And by everyone, I mean everyone. We return to Acquisitions Incorporated's seventh session for episodes 24 through 29 of Dungeon Delve, the first parts of which were recorded leading up to the PAX Prime in 2013 before culminating on stage before a crowd. I call this adventure the Ark of the Mad Mage, and it involved the new intern, Viari, played by Patrick Rothfuss, helping the gang stop a threat to the city of Waterdeep and the Forgotten Realms.
Hey, Pat.
Hey.
Welcome to the game. No pressure.
I'm feeling it.
Am I back here? Is it too bad?
No, it's fine.
Yeah, that's a good. That way, I thought about that after I bought the Doritos. I'm like, the whole podcast is going to be crunching.
Yeah, people like it.
It's going to be crunching and squeaking.
It's a familiar noise.
Yeah.
To those listening.
They feel like they're back in the womb.
As relative newcomers to Waterdeep, this is a big city, the biggest city on the Sword Coast. Everything that happens on the Sword Coast eventually has ripples in Waterdeep. You've made a couple friends. They're a little bit shady, but they're nice. Binwin, you got a girlfriend.
Oh, nice, man.
Her name is Thir Chassar of the Stoneshaft Clan.
Oh, look at you.
Well,
Shaft.
I don't want to say that I'd ever settle down.
I'm just talking about stone shafts.
Yeah.
And hangs out with a small little gnome named Peyaro. That's not his.
Keep an eye on that guy, man.
That's not his real name. He won't tell anybody his real name. But in Waterdeep, he calls himself Peyaro, and he was probably the one who kind of turned you on to this Viari guy who showed up in town, looking like he was hot and bothered by something, and said he had a map.
But we should probably, very briefly, we should probably figure out why we are here and not where we were before. And I suspect that it may be that we were unable to acquire something, or we had that job, like the one that makes you have to leave all of your stuff and go to another place where they don't know how badly you fucked up that other job.
When you say another place, where exactly are we?
Well, this is, my understanding is that we are in the Forgotten Realms. If we're talking about Waterdeep and Undermountain, then we're talking about the FR.
Exactly.
We were not in Forgotten Realms before.
No. We were in.
You were in a far-flung place, but you took your magic mansion. Remember that?
Right.
Yeah.
That's right.
You were headed to Neverwinter once, but you never got there.
We didn't get there.
I can't make a TARDIS noise in my mouth, but I was trying to make a TARDIS noise.
That's got to be some real.
And then your last intern got pooped out of the ass of a statue.
Hop IPs like that.
Right.
So this happens on occasion. So the house itself, the dark mansion, you will.
Yeah.
What is its current location?
Well, half of it is you don't know where. The other half of it is sort of crashed in the field, a few miles north of Sycamore.
we just walk away.
Several miles.
I don't remember where we parked.
Several miles east of Waterdeep.
No, but it would be chirp chirp, but it would be
spinning
one of your
distance from the high
board. It would be a magic spell, right? I'll lock it up.
Chirp chirp.
It's half house.
Yeah.
Right, it seems fine.
Yeah, it's probably fine there. Locked, the whole back
is wide open.
It's probably fine there.
It's a safe area.
Exactly. But Peyaro
has
put us in contact with an incredible new intern.
That's right. And Peyaro, you know, my friend, you kind of went to the same swashbuckling school. But you knew him under a different name.
Is it one of those things? It's like people start swashbuckling as like a form of exercise. You know what I mean? It's like they have
Pilates.
Swashbuckling classes. It has a lot of rigging. Like it's a really aerobic
ballroom dancing.
Exactly.
It's a tech degree.
Exactly. Yeah. And then what happens is you find out, I really enjoy this.
That's right. They have like a college in Athkatla to the south, and there's a ship where you have to train on.
Yep.
Yeah, exactly. But Peyaro, realizing just how much trouble you were in, thought it best if you applied for an internship with a group that could actually, you know, protect your ass.
Which is to say, no trouble at all.
Yeah, right. Seems fine.
And by the way, he wants nothing to do with you.
he's been fully pawned.
He knows who's after you.
Uh-huh.
But we don't.
Right.
No.
We just know that he has something valuable.
Right, and that he did very well in our preliminary test.
Right, okay.
Yeah. So what do you want to do?
So we got introduced to him by the gnome that hangs out with my girlfriend.
That's right.
We knew a guy who knew a guy. We're friends of friends.
Well, he knew a lady that knew a guy.
Right.
Yeah. All right, so Vasari.
Viari.
Viari? Not Vasari?
Viari.
Totally different brand.
V is fine.
Yeah.
V. Really, no, the S is
fine. I'm going to call you V.
We tend to abbreviate names.
You've got a map.
Yes.
So let's see it.
Show us the map.
Well, it's not really... I don't have the map itself.
Yes,
right?
He does, says the gnome.
Well, I do.
You do have it, but you don't have it.
Well, it's like this. And he starts to sing, and kind of an image of a map spreads out. It looks...
What does he sing?
Oh, you don't want... I don't know if we want to... I don't know if we want to go down this road into...
Now listen up, dork, because I know you, and I know that you know every word of this song. Am I wrong?
I want to hear the song.
I'm not wrong, am I?
I am not a songwriter, you know? I am a...
A simple craftsman of tools.
La, 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 map, 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 map.
Okay, got it.
All
right. And it comes out.
Yep.
And Pero says, I told you he was good.
Yeah, he seems great.
I grabbed the map.
Now,
is it physical?
It's visible, but not...
No, it just sort of appears as sort of a spectral image in front of him for as long as he sings, and then it fades away.
I'm a pro when it comes to illusory things.
Yes.
So would I recognize this as a spell that he's conjuring or something like that?
You can make an intelligence check. So.
I'm sure that's on here somewhere. Oh, there it is.
Yeah, 10.
And did you add your bonus to that?
Yeah.
All right.
yeah, I did.
It seems to be very much like the spells that you can cast, but it seems to be coming from a more divine place.
Interesting. Oh. Okay.
When I was young, I'd heard of the things that you could do, and it sort of inspired me to learn how to do similar things.
It's not that big a deal. Yeah, let a dove go.
100. Like a beam of
No.
And Piero says, didn't you tell him that you're a chosen of Melil?
It's
should have said that in your interview.
Not
they would have hired you on the spot.
Arcanely blessed as Jim Dark Magic. So
are you an avatar of a god? You do put this sort of thing on one's resume.
Well, it's sort of a personal.
Oh, okay. Do you need certain days off? I mean, how does it work?
I can submit that in 2 weeks.
We do have a form, actually.
Okay, yeah. So. I'll happily do that.
Yeah, you have to.
We have a few feast days.
I understand. Is he a god? Or
no.
Does he just know a god?
Nah, I have heard about this before, and obviously I have, right? This is like Divinity 101, right?
Mm-hmm.
Religious lore. So he has like a peace. A god has granted him a peace of itself.
He has been touched.
Like the ear?
Touched.
No.
By a
like
god.
The liver? I've got the liver of a Vondra.
The earlobe. No. It isn't like they don't give him a part of the body. It's like they have a part of their power, like a divine power.
Is the god diminished by that?
No. No, because they're infinite, right? So
okay,
they can give you a little part and not run out.
It happens.
You know what I mean?
It happens. Hey. People get chosen.
Hey.
What do you mean?
I mean, I'm just saying that, you know, when people are special... And not just people when they do cool things, when they're core to their brand, then sometimes they get chosen.
Yeah, but I mean, we've never met anyone who was chosen. But this is obvious. This is weird, right?
They get
chosen. I mean, it might be weird to you guys, but to some people being chosen by a god to be like, have a piece of them in them is not weird.
Okay, so
like,
it sounds gross.
Hold on, are you trying to tell us something?
Well,
have you been choosed?
Did you done get choosed? Here's the problem.
Yeah.
I was chosen by the keeper of the secrets under the mountain. And I'm already breaking a secret by telling you that.
Listen, I've already said
too much.
Too much.
Way too much.
All right, so V, listen, I understand, because as an employer, I'm not supposed to ask this. But does it let you do any cool shit?
As a chosen of Melil, not only is he resistant to thunder damage, but...
And chocolate.
This thunder can't hurt. It's just a noise, right?
It's a reverberate. It's the reverberation of the thunder. It has a mystical connotation.
There's like, you know how there's fire and then there's magical fire? Yeah. And you'd rather be hit by fire than magical fire?
This is magic thunder.
This is like super thunder.
Okay.
Yeah. Mega thunder. This is thunder.
I was going to say, I'm immune to thunder damage too. Hey, look at me. boom, I got no damage.
I just lay in bed.
But your secret power is that when you sing, you can raise someone who has died since the end of your last turn.
What?
That's pretty cool. That's a hell of a song.
Now see, that's pretty cool. Who were you chosen by?
Melil?
Are you looking to trade
Melil.
Up? Because we...
the goddess of poetry, song, and eloquence.
Now, I'm not saying I know anyone who was, but if someone were chosen of...
a god.
I don't know, pick one out of the pantheon. Who are you again?
Melil.
Melil? What about Dumathoin?
Dumathoin, the god of buried wealth, mining, gems, ore, and the dead.
The dead?
Yes. If you were a chosen of Dumathoin...
Not that I am.
Whilst you are underground, you would automatically detect secret doors within 25 feet of you, and you get advantage on death saves.
Ooh.
Wow.
You have a secret power as well. If you were a chosen of Dumathoin, while underground, you can invoke Dumathoin's name to cause an earthquake.
Wow.
Okay, so when did you guys talk to him about getting all of your secret squirrel shit? Yeah, exactly. You came back and there's something different about you.
Well, he's got a new girlfriend.
I have a new girlfriend.
Of the Stone Shaft
I was going to say, okay, so what happened is that he sort of got in touch with his dwarven roots, basically.
Well, see,
are you playing it up? Is it like when you become a vegetarian?
My girlfriend's vegan, and she was teaching me about antioxidants. And, you know, I've been eating a lot better.
A lot of rocks.
It's made things a lot clearer. She's pretty great, guys. She's showing me some cool stuff.
Yeah, I bet she has. I heard about that Stone Shaft clan.
Hey.
She is a beautiful lady. The softest beard you've ever seen.
Yeah, silken, I would say.
It's really...
You guys would not believe it. I don't know if it's like conditioner.
So many jokes are in my head right now I don't want to say. Because I respect her and I love her.
Piero says, wow, two chosen in one room.
Hey, Piero, you
what
don't
are
work
the odds?
Here. Why don't you get the fuck out of my office?
But I'm the narrator.
All right, bye. Use that door.
Bowman and I got chosen, too.
Yeah, we got chosen.
So
we get
pretty
free,
much everybody's chosen.
Yeah,
here.
We get a free pizza every turn. So
it's my
it's
secret
delivered.
Power secret, though. So I respect the secret.
Yeah, that's the difference.
People, so.
That's the difference. That's
I mean,
what
I feel like,
special.
You know, God chooses you for a reason, and if you don't respect that, then...
Yeah, maybe you can lose it. Like,
yeah,
I don't know
absolutely.
If we can work something
after
out, like where they...
After resting for five or more hours, I can
go again.
Patronus.
$5 footlong from Subway.
No, but it's delivered anywhere.
Instantly.
Store to door. Store
instantly.
To door.
Yeah, yeah, it's not illusory. It isn't
no.
an illusory sandwich. It's an actual... No, not a 5 foot. It's a party sub.
Party sub.
All right, so we want to take the information on this map and use it, right? We want to go to there.
Be the first to explore a part of Undermountain no one has ever seen before.
That's no
right.
one.
That's right.
Not
and
even the people who made it. It was blind artisans.
Oh, this is great.
Yep.
What?
This is the best. This is wealth, people.
Could I have a moment alone? with my employer. Oh, could I see you in the corner for just a moment?
Yeah, let's go. Which corner do you want? Which
one
looks good to you?
This corner.
Should I come
here?
I should probably come
no,
too.
Okay. Just me and Omen.
I can still. I'll listen. Though.
Yeah, I cast silence.
I'll stay. All right,
listen.
On them, so they're deafened, and we can talk freely.
Okay.
What are you guys talking about? I can't hear right now. I'm really scared, Omen.
I do the timeout symbol with my hands. Just timeout. Just chill it. Just put it on ice, okay? Cold ice. I got to talk to Benwin for a second. It's happened before. I mean, you knew it was coming.
All right.
Listen, Omen. This guy, Scott, the one map that leads us to all these riches. And what I want to know is what cut's he going to want? Normally, I'm happy with the cut you give me. You've always been generous. But if you got no money and you got no car, then you got no woman, and there you are. And I got one now.
Specifically, you have a dwarven lass.
More money, more problems. And this guy's got the map, and he's going to want a huge cut. So keep that in mind.
Yeah.
You need to negotiate. Before we go, you should probably negotiate. Got to establish these relationships. You got to get this in writing.
Well, you have to define them.
Define them.
Yeah, you have to define the relationships.
Get it in writing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I think that it's entirely possible that his cut will be deep. Can we just
Jim,
get the gold?
Thir Chassar, your girlfriend, will say, I heard from Lady Roaringhorn that there is an opening on the Council of the Masked Lords of Waterdeep. Were you to find great treasure in this lost corner of Undermountain, one of you could become the Masked Lord of Waterdeep.
That's the kind of lord.
That sounds
I'm looking
like
into
Omen territory.
But yeah. She whispers to you, Benwin, but there's only one spot.
You know what? I'm still on the gold thing.
I think that's for us.
No, I
to,
feel
to cover
I'm awkward
this
here.
Up in, with a mask.
All you know about the Masked Lords of Waterdeep is they are sort of the secret rulers of the city. They are, many of them are merchants, they're influential people, they hold a great deal of power, and together they sort of preside over everything that goes on.
I do all that without a mask, so.
that sounds like Wednesday. All right, so.
Seems pretty clear.
Can we go get wealthy? Is that?
Let's do it.
Is that on the docket? Okay.
Yeah, let's go.
Thanks. All right.
I mean, you're the boss.
That's a better plan.
Can we stop by Overmountain on the way to Undermountain?
No.
I know somebody.
Yeah. Okay. We'll do that on the way back.
Okay. A little secret, Omen. You actually haven't been able to cast spells since you landed.
Yeah, but nobody has to know that.
Nobody has to know that. And you haven't found a Temple of Avandra anywhere.
Wow.
She doesn't seem to be.
Seriously,
here.
Could you just take a look at my eyes?
There's not a lot of
super bad.
There's not a lot of brand representation, basically.
Nope.
Just take a look at it.
The closest
hurts.
Thing you've ever been able to find is a temple to Timora.
Just drop me
who
a
is the
heal.
Goddess of good fortune, skill, victory, and adventurers.
Just like a three-quarter heal.
That sounds pretty good. Well, yeah, I definitely get the hand like right on there. I say, hang on a second. Oh! And then I say, all right, yeah, it looks good. Everybody else looks good?
That looks really good.
It
still hurts really bad.
It's just phantom bruise.
Oh, really? Yeah, yeah. Oh,
yeah, he's still got the black eye.
Yeah, it's 10 sore. Minutes. It's just a lot of time. So I think it's the humidity right now. Okay. Just don't worry about it. Like, listen, I'll use the other. Oh, okay, give me another one. I'll top you off, okay?
Thanks, man.
No problem. You know I got your back. I have to go out real quick. I'm going to come back. It's not for anything related to...
All right. When you go outside, you see Pear the gnome sitting on the stoop. Couldn't get it up again, huh?
Whoa!
Hey.
Nobody asked you. Like, I don't associate any value with your counsel. there's a lot wrong sort of with your face. And, you know, that's basically the long and the
it's
short of that.
It's a birthmark.
Yeah, okay. All right.
You're rude.
I am. That's right. And you're gross. So get the fuck out of here.
He says, hey, I did you a favor by bringing that rogue to you.
Which one?
Viari.
Oh, right. Yeah. Yeah, he seems like a cool guy. Awesome. Well, listen, I gotta go someplace that is not related at all to divine spells.
All right, you start wandering off, and he says belatedly, "Yeah, well, you're not cool."
Buy a mask.
So now that he's gone, would you guys like to talk about my cut?
Oh, we don't.
Now that Omen's gone?
Yeah. I mean, it sounds like he's got some stuff to do. We could just, you know.
That actually makes Jim super awkward.
We could tie this up real quick.
We're not even supposed to talk about that.
I'm not even allowed to say the word cut.
No, oh, we can't. Okay. We don't get to see the books.
Oh, really?
Or anything.
Really?
No.
I'm assuming you guys are getting taken care of, though, right?
Oh, no, wow.
I haven't made any money.
I mean, you're part owners, right?
Well, I mean, I have a title.
No, well, it's really none of my business.
Well, wait a minute. I mean, do you know other adventuring groups like us where
like
people are part owner of it? You can be a part owner?
I have... Here's a song. And... The harmonious adventures
of
Finn.
Didn't Omen tell you it was illegal to...
He said it was against the law. Company? He said that only one person could at any point be the owner of an adventuring company.
I remember at the beginning we were like, why don't we like three-way own it? And he was like, yeah, if we all want to end up in jail.
He told me after the Fallcrest job that it was actually illegal to pay wizards money in Fallcrest. He said that he could be put to death.
I'm trying to drink a root beer. So if you could please telegraph so you're better material. Oh, jeez. Thanks a lot, V. This is marvelous material. We've only been doing these fucking podcasts for years.
You've given us a lot to think about,
First time
right?
You come in here with your...
Socialist.
Exactly.
Actually, no. that's my rogue specialty.
Now that I think about it...
Socialist lore.
Socialist
lore. Now that I think about it, I'm level 5. And the treasure and money
is blank.
And my character sheet is blank.
I have no money.
And I still have like a bedroll and
mine
a
too. I don't think that. And I don't think you really use it.
Well, Clan Stoneshaft was in a bit of debt, and when you first met Thier, she sort of encouraged you to help her get her family up to shipshape. And for that, she's given you a lot of attention, and actually you've gotten to know her family kind of well, and they're actually pretty cool.
They're pretty cool guys.
Yeah. They're pretty cool. They just needed a little help.
It was worth it.
Yeah.
You know what else is pretty cool? Not being alone Friday nights.
No, I feel like maybe
that's,
we should.
That's
we should
worth
be getting,
a
like,
that's
rebirth.
Worth a fat emerald on occasion.
Well,
we should talk to Omen.
I think we should talk to
not
Omen.
Not like right now. I think, you know.
You know, that can be a hard conversation to have with, you know, a friend, like
talk
a long-time
leader
friend. If you want, like, because he's probably going to have to negotiate with me, I could bring that up on your behalf.
You would do that for
I would.
Us?
I would so do that for you guys.
That's amazing.
For Jim Darkmagic, the chance to help out Jim Darkmagic
look at this
and
guy,
Binwin the Brave.
That's
you
very,
know?
That helps a lot because.
That is super kind.
I'm
above and beyond, man.
I'd be very
Omen
flattered.
Really intimidates me a lot, and I.
Well, he's an intimidating guy.
I've tried to bring up money before with him, and every time I get so nervous that it gives me a case of the trots.
Oh.
No joke.
Yeah.
Talk to him about money.
Yeah. Well, I'd be happy to do that. I'd be happy. It's easier for a stranger in a lot of cases than...
It's true.
Yeah. You know?
It's true.
Right.
All right.
That's great.
When
I'm
he gets
excited.
Back.
All right. But so I'm walking along the streets, and obviously it's sort of in black and white.
Mm-hmm.
There's some music playing. It sort of looks like a...
Like a French noir film.
Yeah, it looks like a diamond ring commercial, but there are no diamond rings.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it sounds like one, too. It's got some sort of fast-paced kind of classical music. I'm trying to figure some shit out,
mm-hmm.
you know? And that's what it looks like.
All right. So what thoughts are going through your head, then?
It was really cool when I could cast spells. And having to pretend that I can cast spells by saying ho really loud has a shelf life. You know what I mean?
Well, you sort of pass by a number of temples. Some of them look kind of gaudy. Some of them look very simple. None of them seem to...
Like Tiny Tim at Christmas.
I want to find the temple that has a little bit of guilt. Like, I don't mean like
gold.
I don't mean like Catholicism. I mean, I want to.
Not a little bit.
I want to find the temple that looks like they're paid. That's the temple I want to find. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I want to find some pamphlets about that temple. I want to have the one that has like the all color printing. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I want to find the one that looks right.
Okay. But one that speaks to your particular skill set too, right?
Like, yeah, I mean, that would be optimal.
Yeah. Okay.
But right now, really, any port in a storm.
Hmm. All right, make a dexterity check for me.
Hmm. Is that customary for divine knowledge?
You're about to get robbed.
Is this your god?
In my pocket. Hmm? That's bad, I would say.
It begins.
All right, you are struck by a coach. You were so deep in your head, you didn't even hear it coming up behind you to the crowd.
And it like the wheel roll, like one of the wheels rolls over.
Yeah, pretty much. You are crushed underneath the wheels of a coach.
I hold both and my hands on my ruined abdomen and say, "Oh!"
And you, you see him on the verge. You see him on the verge of like death's door, and everything becomes sort of blurry. And as you kind of roll over in your own warm pool of blood, you start to see the hazy faces of streetgoers and onlookers kind of peering over top of you, surrounding you, blotting out the sun. And then things go dark.
Yeah. I direct them to my abdominal wound before I collapse.
And the last thing you hear
is
one. This is
the region, I would say. This is the place of concern. Kind of this spot.
And the last thing you hear is some urchin say, "Hey, they didn't even stop."
And then last, "Take his boots."
That's great. That's great news. So I can go home, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, this is a great adventure.
Thus endeth Omen's story.
One check. It all came down to one dex check.
Yeah. So next thing that happens is you guys are sort of hanging out in your digs.
Yeah.
And Piero the gnome comes running in.
Oh, shit.
He's the narrator.
What's up?
And he says,
"You're up!
Your cleric got run over."
Wait, I've heard this one.
Got run over by what?
By a stagecoach.
I don't get it.
That's not a joke.
Got run over by a stagecoach who?
He actually got run over by a coach.
Who did?
Your cleric.
Is he dead?
They took his body to the Temple of
his
Chimera.
His body?
Do we know what Chimera is?
No.
Do we know where it is?
No, Chimera is like a lion and a snake.
Piera, now is the time for your speed. Lead us.
When you wake up, you're inside this temple being tended to by clerics. And you see this...
I've seen it before.
You see this statue... No, you've never been in here before. You see this statue over you of this beautiful woman, her stone hand sort of over your head. And
does it look like a Vandra at all?
Yes.
Whoa.
It looks like her, absolutely. It's like she has come for you in this stone effigy to bring you back from the dead.
Well, I'm going
to
reach up toward the hand that's reaching out from the statue.
All right. You sort of press your hand up against hers, and you feel a warmth in kinship you have not felt since landing in this world.
This is really convenient. It seemed like it was going to be a huge problem, but I think everything's going to be okay.
And one of the priests says, "We had to remove your liver."
What? Why would you do that?
To discover what a liver is.
We honestly did not know what
it
was.
We did not know there were livers.
We were really surprised to see it in there.
You invented the liver.
Just kidding. He says, "You're fine."
Thanks. All right, good. I use that all the time.
Timora,
we should
be praised.
Probably go in guns blazing, right?
Well, so, I kick that door in. Give us our cleric!
Fireball!
On our way over there, I established, do you guys have his power of attorney? Because if not...
Roman said really it was point. Illegal to have power of attorney.
If you could sign something, I could help. If you could, like, effectively witness me having
that would be so... Look at this guy.
Because somebody's going to need to make certain choices about his estate.
Life choices.
Yeah.
I know he wants to die.
Yeah, there's a quality of life. Really? Okay.
Even if he's, like, resuscitatable, he said he wants to die.
Yeah.
I remember him saying that.
I do remember that.
Even if he's not hurt real bad.
Even if he is perfectly fine and actually upright.
Yeah.
Do you fireball the Temple of Timora?
Is that going to use one of my daily spells? Yeah. I'm not going to waste on that, but I will. Right. I will. He kicks in the door, and I'll throw a ray of frost in there.
All right.
Right. So, but I know now, right? I know what's up.
Yes.
I'm going to hold person on Jim Dark Magic.
All
right. It's a test, right?
Oh,
it's
sure.
It's a test to verify.
See if you got your mojo.
The new connection.
Right.
And like my hand is still physically like touching, like one arm is like around the leg of this statue.
Hugging it. Give him up, you sons of bitches! Pew, pew!
Dude, we need to alter the ray of frost so that it's a solid ray of doves. You just buffeted by doves.
I just started knocking over really expensive statues and vases.
All right.
I just come in, I'm like, ah!
I only have one.
Is there a table?
Up in the pews.
Want to flip a table.
Oh. Yeah, all right.
Yeah,
flip a pew.
Jim, just make a wisdom saving throw for me. That's a d20 with your wisdom modifier.
The DC when I cast those spells is 16.
That's what you got.
7.
All right. You hold him.
All right.
Jim is held in place.
All right. I need to do the same thing to Binwin.
All right. Binwin is upending shit. And you cast the spell again. Binwin, make a wisdom saving throw.
I got a high wisdom, guys.
Ooh.
And Ben, 17.
And Jim, you get to make another one.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. 15. I'm a minus one wisdom.
Nope.
All right, you two are held.
And honestly, behind him, if he starts knocking over God shit, I'm going to be like grabbing that vase behind him.
All right.
Like, you don't want to get on the bad side.
Nothing actually breaks.
Okay.
Ben throws stuff and you just grab it, put it down, grab it, put it down, grab it, put it down.
I say, V, stop, don't move, put the vase back. I only have two of those.
No, that's cool. I'm just, yeah, right. We're good.
The clerics are, since these guys are your friends, they're happy to let you get them out of here.
Okay. I tell them that I need to requisition equipment such like will communicate Tamora's will. Because okay. I can tell, I can feel there's an aspect of Avondrit in this god.
Yes.
I need a shield. I need a shield with Tamora's.
You can hear her speaking to you in your head.
Why did you lie to us about calling her?
Yes, she is speaking to you in your head, imbuing you with divine insight like you've never had before.
Okay, so do I know where to requisition the shield?
Yes, you do. And so
that's what I like is a god with a sense of stock keeping.
Yeah, she's on it.
A big thick ledger. That's my Bible.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. Did you just switch gods?
No, not really.
Okay.
Is that good enough?
Yep.
And so you leave.
Is there any...
I like it.
Do they have any spare holy water back there?
Probably.
Just you know.
You just wish you saw the asshole who ran you over.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I haven't tried a second time. That's my position. And now I'm rolling deep with my crew.
Okay.
All right, so we know the location... Mm. Of this place.
Yes, you do.
The entrance to this
map song.
Heretofore unknown vault of wealth.
Yeah, in fact, Viari, when you first came to the city, you kind of checked it out. There was this abandoned shop called Lashalart's Gowns and Grimoires.
Oh, yeah.
And when you sort of cut through the store, there was this little kind of patio / garden out back, kind of hemmed in by other buildings. But there is a fountain in the garden. And you believe the entrance is in the fountain.
Okay.
Wow. Man.
And nobody else found this
No
thing?
One knew about it. It's in the city.
Yeah. Is the place raw? Like, is this now a bad place? Is this like when
it
cities
is,
go wrong?
Yeah, it is a dangerous place. but you guys have already bought Lashalart's Gowns and Grimoires.
Yeah.
Just to lock the estate down.
Perfect.
It was when the city... Clerk tried to figure out who owned it previously. Records were a little hazy, other than it was owned by a wizard.
Okay.
So, did he talk to you about buying this property?
We found out there was maybe an entrance here.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm starting to think that maybe we should be consulted on this kind of thing.
Well, listen, here's the deal. It's like, if I think that you will disagree with something... Then I don't ask you about stuff like that. But if I think that you will agree, I don't ask you about that either, because that's just a waste of time if you're going to say yes, right?
That's true.
He's got a good point.
He's got a really good point.
Yeah, I mean, that's my thinking. I'm just trying to save you guys time. If you'd like, you would like a policy, because we need to reorder napkins, and so if you want me to...
No, I don't
want to. Oh, geez, don't involve me on napkins.
Oh, well, I could, yeah. Oh, yeah, we need tons of napkins. I don't know.
I do not envy you. You guys,
what's your position on hexagons? Because I was thinking we could kind of spice things up, and, you know...
No. No, it's just me and said some stuff, and I thought maybe, but...
Yeah, but listen, there's... Obviously, when you get right down to it, I mean, things work the way they do for a reason. And obviously, I've kept that reason incredibly mysterious, but I think that makes life better. Like, I think that is exciting.
I'm not confused.
Yeah, I think it's exciting.
That V said was pretty confusing.
Yeah, it's weird, right? A lot of the stuff that he says is weird. And that's okay, because he has a cool map. But
look, all I need to know from you, honestly, is it okay to just blindly trust you?
I'm telling you this from the bottom of my heart. Now, how long have we been working together?
Well, would that I could count.
You know what I mean?
It's been more years than my fingers.
And has it worked out pretty good?
You did die.
There was the whole hiring AOFL thing.
Yeah, that was a...
Don't even get me started.
Let me tell you this much. Does he work here anymore?
No, he doesn't. You know what? I'm Team Omen again.
Yeah.
I'm back.
I think he's got our best interests at heart. Or at least I choose to believe that.
Yeah. All right. Are we ready to get rich, people?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Piero says, off to the adventure!
No, why is he still here?
Except you. You can't come. Okay? This is not the club.
But I'm the only one who knows what time of day it is.
V does not have a plus one. I mean, it isn't, you know what I mean? Like, that's the situation. Okay? All right. Listen, it's been cool. After party?
Well, I'll go if she goes. And he looks at Benwin's girlfriend.
She's not going.
Whoa.
What do you mean, whoa?
A delicate flower like her? And I hear that what they say about gnomes, you know what they say about that's that. Yeah. That's not true. That's
no,
an urban
that's,
legend.
That is actually a mis. That is a misnomer, as they say.
That's where the word came
as
from.
As they say, that is actually the etymological. Thank you, V, very much. Finally, someone to appreciate my unique material.
Guys, I don't want to spread rumors, but I heard that Piero is pretty much a dick with a gnome hanging off the end of it, and I don't want to leave him with my girlfriend.
Hell,
you know what? There's other girls in the mountain. There are other gems in the.
Is that a dwarven? Is it a dwarven saying?
Yeah, there are other gems in the. There are other gems in the strata.
Other moles in the earth.
Would you say then that I am free to pursue her? I'm just checking.
You know what? Listen, this definitely sounds like again. This sounds like an after-party conversation. I have to be honest with you.
Yeah. Piero, take care of her.
Well, I'm sure you will.
Keep her safe.
All right.
Keep her close. Hold her tightly. Never let her go.
All right, they leave.
Yeah. I wink at her if she goes.
Jim winks. High five. Jim winks.
So should we sign something before we head down?
I don't think that's necessary. I mean, sure. That hasn't been necessary in the past.
I've never signed anything for.
You know what? And this is how it's worked, previously. And I'd be great if we could just sort of grandfather you into the. Sort of the existing structure.
Okay.
I have a lot of pre-signed documents to cover things like subterranean delves.
Makes it super convenient.
Oh, you wouldn't believe it. You would, because that's time that you can spend doing whatever you want to do, when you want to do it, and that's why we have the system. That's why it's in place.
Would it help?
It works great. I mean, it works great for every...
Omen. He just drew a picture with thumbs up and signed it Omen.
It works great. Everyone else, I mean, how do we feel about it? Like, it's great
it's
stuff,
right?
It's
been pretty good. I mean, and there's been a couple times where I thought I should have gotten some money.
Like some remuneration of any kind.
Listen, V, it works like this. When you are best friends and you go on many adventures together and you almost die, and sometimes you do die, and then you go to hell and you get your friends' souls back...
then you earn a certain amount of trust with your employer. And when you go to a dungeon and you bring back all this amazing wealth, anytime you want to spend it, you go, you ask him if you can have a little bit of it. He says no. You cry. You argue. You ask him again. He says no a second time. Then you try to steal a little bit of money. He catches you, punishes you. You ask a fourth time, and then he gives you half of what you asked for, and you go and you buy the things you want.
But
you got to earn that, son.
Are you saying that we get to be best friends?
Well, we're all best friends here.
Yeah, that's the real treasure. We don't have to go anywhere, guys. Yeah.
Because honestly, that's all that I really wanted is to be a part of this team.
Oh yeah, that's all true.
Yeah, Jim is ready to accept you as a best friend immediately.
As is Binwin.
Yeah, and as our first hire, I mean, we're really excited to finally bring somebody into the fold.
He's not our first.
Oh,
right.
Well, I've heard the songs about some of your previous, but those weren't hires, I'm assuming, right?
No. Because
I am the first.
The first full true member.
And we always protect our friends.
Nice straight face, Scott.
What?
Nice straight face.
Don't worry. Your safety is
our number one priority.
Job one.
All right, so you guys are staying.
It has been 0 days
since our last intern death.
You are standing in front of Lachalart's gowns and grimoires. When you enter the shop and you have the key to it, Omen, you see that it's got two rooms, basically. One contains dusty old shelves. You don't see any books on them anymore. The other contains some freestanding wooden mannequins.
Yeah, like a dress form type things.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And a couple of them still have what look like...
When they say gowns, like, would that terminology include something like a wizard's robe?
Yes. And in fact, on one of them, you can see what appears to be a kind of a dusty wizard's robe, and the other appears to be like a bridal gown. But right. It's discolored and kind of yellow.
I directly say, Jim, you know, don't tell me I never gave you nothing.
Is the wizard's robe nicer than the robe I have now?
It's about, well, it doesn't look like what they're wearing around the city anymore.
It's not fashionable.
It doesn't look fashionable.
Yeah, I turn my nose up at it.
It's coming back. I think that's coming back, actually. Do you see this on the sleeve? I think that's...
No, I'm not going out in that.
Yeah, moth-eaten holes are coming back.
No.
Yeah.
Nobody's wearing an above-the-knee cape anymore.
With moths. I think moths are really into this kind of...
Before Labor Day?
No, it doesn't happen.
Here.
I'm going to case the joint.
Yeah.
Like, I was going to say, yeah. I set him free.
There's somebody has stashed something here.
Yes, especially in the grimoire room. I definitely, my grimoire sense is just going nuts in here. You'll find that I have an incredible sense for things like this.
Yeah. And through the back door, you can also see the garden patio with the fountain in it.
I'm going to go ahead and go back to the fountain.
Okay. The fountain is all dried out. There's no water in it. The centerpiece of the fountain appears to have been a figure standing. Looks like it may have been a woman, but she's been sort of sheared off from the shoulder down to the hip so that her head and most of her torso are missing. That part of the statue looks like it broke off and slipped, fell, and smashed.
But it's a clean cut?
But it looks like a clean cut. You can also see that in the part that's still remaining is a arm holding a staff.
Is there a religious connotation, like this particular silhouette?
No, it looks more like an arcane, like a carving of an arcane wizard or something.
Okay.
That somebody.
It's art.
Yeah, it's art.
And it's a stone staff, I'm assuming?
Yeah, it's a stone staff.
But it sounds like maybe my magical lore might...
Yeah.
Tell me who this was supposed to be or who it was originally.
Yep.
Do we want to make a check?
Please
hit it.
Int or
yes,
Wiz?
Int.
16.
Alright.
Sounds terrible.
Yeah. It appears, based on the remaining iconography on the parts of her robe and on her staff, that she was a pyromancer.
Ooh.
Oh, I dated a pyromancer once. Things got a little hot.
All right. A carriage with two bloody wheels comes to a stop. And piling out are a number of...
Pulling out front of the...
Nope. You don't know. I'm just saying. It's a cutscene.
In the world.
Oh, it's a cutscene.
And out of this carriage comes six dark-clad figures wearing cowls, carrying no obvious weapons. And emerging last and kind of descending amid them is a dark-skinned man dressed flamboyantly with two fang-shaped blades strapped to his belt. They look around warily, and then they disappear into an alley.
Yeah, one is probably fine. I mean, you could. There's still time for you to go back and change it. Maybe he only has one fang. So that was a cut.
Camera pans down to the blood of Omen dripping off the wheel.
Here, no, hold on. So, and then does it pan back to where we are now? Like,
yes.
Can we imply that that was close? Because
perhaps,
of
yes.
All right.
Well, and so you guys are... Now, just so you know, when you first purchased this property, you kind of gave it a good once-over, so you're not expecting to find anything
too. Yeah, yeah, not anything too much, but we do have a new hire who I suspect has stolen one or two things.
And Jim, you look at this statue, and yeah, it seems to have all the makings of a pyromancer, although you don't know what happened to her top half.
Right.
but the staff, though made of stone, is intact, and close inspection reveals that it may have had something at the top, but is now missing. It's just
a pommel?
Or some sort of ornament.
Tassel, perhaps.
Glowing crystal.
A television.
Perhaps.
Is anyone out there with me in the...
Nope.
I'm out there by myself.
Yeah.
The statue is also there. Well, yeah.
That's why there was no laughter when you gave your joke about
it. Yeah, yeah.
Turns around.
No, but this is sort of to the statue, just laughs. He's a little hot. And then an illusory laugh. I say my own laugh track. But it's oddly harsh. Yeah. Like instead of like a concrete shell. Yeah.
Also, it would be coming out of her butt because she's missing her top half.
Well, that's fine. Okay. That's fine. Whatever. That's easy.
All right.
All right. Well, I'm going to start looking around. Maybe I can find the top half and see if it's still here.
You look around. You don't find anything. When you kind of climb up onto the statuary and kind of look at the staff more closely, you see there's a hole in the top. And there's a smell coming up out of it, almost like a gas.
Is this thing life-size?
Yeah.
Like, is it...
Yeah, it's life-sized.
All right, I had the wrong... There is a fuel of some kind still in my head.
There's some sort of gas.
You know, I was going to say that the new property has gas. That's good.
Yeah, it's a kind of a foul smell, though, like rotten eggs.
All right. Well, this pyromancer, I can smell gas coming out of the staff. I'm going to try to light it.
Okay. Yeah, you can just...
Yeah,
a little flame from your finger. Yeah, it lights up. And as soon as the staff is lit... You see the interior basin of the fountain disappear, replaced by a spiral stone staircase.
Ooh. I'm sad. Obviously, you know, just for resale purposes, I'm sad to lose the water feature.
Yeah.
But a treasure trove is also pretty good. Yeah, so I call to the guys and say, hey, stairs.
Yeah.
So, like, case in this place... Like,
hey,
where would somebody
hey,
get
stairs,
the good?
Guys.
Can I do a check for conceal, whatever?
Yep.
Yeah, give it a once over.
It's a wisdom check.
Oh!
Intelligence check for searching.
Okay, well, that's a crit, so
excellent.
We're done with that.
I'd
like,
first roll? I would like to start with that 20. Thank you very much.
Wow. Congratulations, man.
Nowhere to go but down.
That's true. Yeah.
Well done.
Try to maintain crits, I would say, just throughout the game.
Okay. I'll aim for that.
All right. You find no secret compartment.
That means it is not here.
Nothing
well, come
in,
on, make
in the
up.
In the mannequin. A secret compartment in the mannequin. An inside pocket on the wedding dress.
Good job. It says you're good at finding things.
Yeah.
Pretty much. I walk in. I'm like, no.
You are absolutely
right
certain that there is nothing here.
It's a reversible robe.
In fact, you would go as far as to say with your perception that. Somebody went out of their way to make this as uninteresting and unremarkable a place as possible.
Of course.
I know why.
In the other room, the Grimoire?
Like,
Grimoire?
Anything laying around there?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, I had a fantasy about that room, too. So Grimoire is what you don't, they turn into if you feed it after midnight? That's right.
Yes.
Yes, this is educational as well as entertaining.
That's right. Don't forget.
But clearly the path is down.
Okay, so stairs. All right.
I was going to say, yeah, let's go down these stairs. I just had a premonition.
I love stairs leading down. I'm just like Benwin's favorite.
Nothing bad has ever been down.
No, it's like some little clash.
Yeah, I'm not kidding.
All right, you begin a long descent down the spiral stairs. Who's leading the way?
I'm leading the way.
All right, you got dark vision, so
yeah,
that's good for
absolutely.
You.
I love to be underground.
Who's following up?
I'm okay being second.
I will be safely third.
Yeah, I'll follow up.
Okay, and who's got light sources?
I can make light. I got the cantrip.
All right, what are you going to cast your light on?
I will cast my light
on... your teeth.
Close your mouth, light goes out.
So it has to be cast on a physical object?
Yes.
Cast it in your wand?
Yeah, I'll cast it in your wand.
Make it something small so you can hold it in your hand and put it out if you want.
Yeah. Your wand.
Good call.
Cast it on the end of one of my wands.
All right. Right. So when you don't want anybody to see what you're doing, just grab the end of your wand.
And including yourself.
Right.
This is going to be pretty secret. I don't want to know I'm doing this.
You're descending into darkness. No clue of where you're going, but maybe you do have a clue. Eventually, after going many, many, many tens of feet underground, it does level out to a passageway.
All right.
This does not seem to surprise Viari.
A passage, like one hallway, just leading straight ahead?
Yep.
Okay.
Is this down or in?
That is level two.
That's two, or level sorry. Two. Where am I? Where are we coming in here?
Other map.
That is level two. Here.
Oh, my bad.
There we go.
Ta-da! There we go. So that's probably
top
in.
Right.
Oh, there we go. Entrance. Labeled, clearly, yes. Entrance. with a very clearly designated spiral.
I have to sing, and when I sing, it's very difficult.
Yeah. I see the map.
Do I know?
I see the entrance now.
Do I know who Halaster is?
Why? That's a very interesting question. Anybody who cares to can make an intelligence check.
Not my highest stat.
13.
What flavor of lore would this be?
9.
It could be history. Mm. It could be arcane.
Forbidden.
Forbidden. I will settle on that.
Okay, I got forbidden.
All right.
And so, in this iteration, having the lore means I can take 10 on it, but I want to roll and see if I can get better.
Sure.
So you always do 10? Is that the thing for
you
lore?
You can't. Basically, so what that means is that you know all the basic stuff. You don't even have to roll for that.
Okay.
But if you're trying to really penetrate into some mystery, then you got to commit.
Okay.
If you roll worse than 10, though, are you stuck with that roll, or can you take 10?
That's an excellent question. That's the sort of question I would route to a dungeon.
Because you wouldn't just like all of a sudden get super stupid, right?
No, you hit your head on something. No.
I would say in this instance, since we're talking about this particular bit of lore, you would just get 10 as your minimum result.
Okay.
So,
yeah,
how'd you do? 19. Wow. How'd you do?
Only 12. I'm assuming I get an intelligence bonus?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
So just 12.
Okay. Well, both of you know that Halaster is well known as the Mad Mage of Undermountain.
Ah.
He didn't build Undermountain, but he kind of laid claim to it after the original builders long since left. What is so funny?
We have an Undermountain, but we don't make you shop in it.
It's a joke. I don't know. That's probably not going to work for anybody. Is that right?
We have a joke where there's this... So Costco's a big deal, right? It's a warehouse where you have to shop. But for a while, there were like stores that were like, hey, we've got a warehouse, but we don't make you shop in it.
Oh.
And for some reason, we always thought that was hilarious. It's really just a two-person joke.
Yeah, wow. I don't think anyone else would like that at all.
No, but we substitute, you know, warehouse for, hey, we've got a dungeon, but we don't make you shop in it.
Oh, all right. Next part.
Wow. But you laughed, and I immediately knew what you were laughing at.
Okay, so Halaster.
So Halaster is thought to be dead by now, but with great and powerful wizards, it's really hard to say. Nobody actually physically saw him die. You know, Omen, that it is believed that Halaster basically prophesied the coming of a terrible event called the Spell Plague. And in order to
which happened,
in order to escape it or survive it, he kind of blew himself to bits. and scattered his consciousness across all of Faerun.
Wizards don't die, we multiply.
Yeah. Where, allegedly, according to many reports, these shards of his consciousness lodged into various people that sort of drew them back to Under Mountain, almost like he was luring more adventurers back to him.
That is really weird. Now, do those shards do anything else to those people?
It is unknown. They just have this unbelievable drive to go into Under Mountain.
It's like a peer-to-peer lich.
Yes.
Basically, his consciousness is always... Yeah. Do we know what happens when two people with this shard come into contact?
Uncertain.
They have a special hug.
They have a handshake, but only they know.
You heard that in barroom chatter and whatnot, that people who were drawn to Undermountain would go through sort of great expense. They'd get adventuring parties to take them down there.
It's like cordyceps or something, right?
Yeah.
It makes them behave in these totally nutty ways.
And oddly enough, none of them ever returned.
Yeah, so weird.
I was guessing that.
Okay. Yeah.
Now, I'm assuming the Mad Mage did not imply that he was just an angry fellow, right?
No, he was batshit crazy.
Yeah, he was like frothing around and...
Yeah.
Okay.
And those who have records of other levels of Undermountain say that there's a lot of bizarre stuff down there that's attributed to him.
I will...
things that make sense only to a nonsensical mind.
Like weird folk EPs.
Yep. Yep. Yep.
That kind of stuff? Okay.
Yeah, exactly that.
I will draw my weapons.
Okay. The other thing that you know about Halaster is that the way he's always been portrayed is as kind of the typical old wizard. Sort of hunched over, with staff, robes, white beard, scraggly
like
white
archetype.
Hair. The archetype. Yeah.
He's always been depicted that way. Anti-Elminster.
Mm-hmm. You got it.
Okay, so obviously it's been a lot of fun talking about Halaster, but why did you mention it?
I suspect that he's going to be... maybe around.
Yeah.
Funny you should say.
Oh, yeah?
That.
Okay.
As you come out of the hallway into your first chamber.
You see Halaster.
You see Halaster.
Really?
You do.
Just to mention.
You step into a chamber that's rectangular. It's about 60 feet deep and about 40 feet across. And at one far end of the room, you see a statue of the archetypal wizard.
See, that's better. Yeah.
And it is. Maybe. This statue is actually painted, so it does look like a rather genuine likeness at first, but of course it's frozen in place. You also see what appears to be a live raven perched on top of his stone staff.
Ooh, dark wings, dark tidings.
And it caws at you. Ah! Like that.
Here. I speak, guys, it's okay, I speak crow. Ha! Kikaw!
No, I literally speak crow.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to speak crow. What? I'm not making a joke.
I thought you were just going to write it down on your sheet, like under languages.
Crow, crow, caterpillar,
yes,
cat. I hold the shield up so that this bird knows that we are here under the auspice and protection of Temora.
The bird?
All right. Yeah.
I go, bird, get out here, shoot.
No.
Flaps its wings.
What the hell is this bird doing here, guys?
No, shh. Jim, hold on a second.
Shoot.
No. That's the opposite. I want you to un that.
Yeah. Then it says, I'm here to help.
Whoa! I speak crow too, I guess.
Guys, I can understand crows.
So, to help who?
You.
In what way?
I know things.
Like what?
Like how to speak.
I taught him that.
You did?
Yeah.
What?
He says, like, before he died, Halaster built an ark.
Thanks for listening to Dungeon Delve. Congratulations, you made it. You get 1,000 XP. Let us know what you think on iTunes with a rating or a review, or by tweeting at wizards_DND. If it's a low review, don't bother posting it, don't be a dick. And if you want more D&D, subscribe to Dragon Talk, the official D&D podcast, or check out the Dragon Plus app on iOS, Android, or on the web at dragonmag.com. The adventure continues in the next episode of Dungeon Delve.